With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
A listener named Hannah is on the phone to do a second date update today. And her situation is kind of unique. She sent an email in. She talked about her date. Everything went great. They got along great. Even after that, they talked on the phone. Things were going great. Awesome. And then something happened, and now things are not going great.
Uh-oh.
We'll get to that in just a second. But what's up, Hannah? How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
I like when people know the exact moment things went wrong, because that's what it sounds like for you.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so let me explain what happened first before I get to it.
Okay. What's his name, first of all?
His name's Mark.
Mark, all right.
So I met Mark at the airport, getting ready to, you know, board a flight.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was looking for a place to charge my phone, and there were no open outlets. So, you know, I met this nice guy. He was like, hey, you want to borrow mine? I was like, oh, that's awesome, thanks. So I sat down, and we started chatting randomly, and he was super cute and really nice. And
he obviously thought the same of you, because there's no way he's going to let you use a charger if... I mean, that's a good opening pickup line.
Yeah, like, I'm never letting an uggo use my charger.
Yeah.
No way. Keep your hands off.
That's airport etiquette.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. I mean, he was cool, though. So, you know, we started chatting, and it was time to board the plane. I was hoping, you know, maybe he'd be on the same flight, and, you know, I would get a chance to maybe sit close to him and keep talking, but... Turns out he was actually on a different flight.
Of course.
Aww.
But he asked me, he's like, are you from here? I was like, yeah, yeah. So he asked me for my number, which I was super excited about.
Yeah.
I was hoping he was going to call me and everything, but if he didn't, I'd be like, you know, too bad. That kind of sucks. He's really cute.
So it wasn't one of those things where you're like some people who instantly thought that he was your soulmate, and if he doesn't call you, the whole world is going to end. You're just like, oh, I hope he calls, but if he doesn't, not the end of the world.
I was hoping he was going to call me, but no, not the end of the world.
Obviously, he called because you went out on a date.
Yeah, so we kept chatting on the phone. We talked a few times, and we set up plans for when we both got back from our trips and, you know, went to this nice bar and got some drinks, and he came dressed in a suit and looked really nice, you know, like handsome and all done up. So we had this amazing time, and then by the end of the night, we ended up making out.
Okay,
nice.
So
that's good. It's all good.
At this point, what are you thinking of him? I mean, because obviously he's moved from just like the random guy at the airport to now potential boyfriend.
I wouldn't say that I was sure he was boyfriend right away, but I mean, definitely interested, you know, definitely potential, you know.
That's good. You made out with him, so I would hope you would be hoping for some potential.
Yeah, I'll never see him.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just
there's
a
nothing
warrior.
With this guy. I'm not even attracted to him, but let's make out real quick. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know, like things went really well and we talked for a few times on the phone and kept chatting. And so here's, I guess, where things kind of get a little bit strange. Like, I know that I wanted to keep seeing him and see where things go. And I think that he did too. So I told him, you know, the last time we chatted that I've been hurt really, really bad before with some crazy exes and some bad situations. So, you know, I told him, I was like, I have this thing that is like a safety net for me. But it's basically like a dating contract.
What?
Okay.
And what does that mean?
Yeah.
It's like something that I wrote up to kind of help protect myself about like things that he has to reveal to me. Like, do you have any crazy psycho exes? Do you have any dependent children? Do you have any STDs?
Okay.
Whoa!
This is an actual written document that you have?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not like I sent it to my lawyer, but it's like a paper that I wrote up because I want to be respected. And, like, there's some weirdos out there, like, and you never know. And, like, I want to know what I'm getting myself into.
Well, okay, I guess. So. And on one side, they always say you need to be clear with what your expectations are. And that's a very clear way to do it.
That's very clear.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, so I emailed it over to him and I said, you know, like, take a look. This is kind of like what I'm about and it's important to me. But I know it's not a normal thing. And I said that, but, you know, I just thought he would take a look and I was up front and everything was there.
Have you given that to other dudes before and they've been cool with it?
To be honest, this is the first time that I've done it, but it's because like I've been hurt so bad from the other one. So
okay. Yeah.
So is it like what was his response to that?
He chatted with me a couple of times, but it was kind of like brief. Like he said, he was busy and had to go to work. And then like, I haven't seen him and like, I haven't scheduled any dates and I really like this guy. So I was like really concerned and I didn't want to scare him away, but
I don't want to scare him away, but I gave him a contract to sign.
I mean,
you see how that could be a little daunting, right?
Yeah. And like the thing is, like, I can understand why you did it and your reasoning, but if you were to receive one, for me, if I ever got one of those, it would be a huge red flag that the person I was about to date has major trust issues.
It wasn't my intention to scare him away, and I guess, you know, with what you guys said, that maybe it did, but I really like this guy. Like, yeah. I had serious intentions of, you know, wanting to see where it goes.
Okay. Well, at least we can get him on the phone, and maybe you can make your case. Like, if that's the thing that did scare him off, which probably was, then you can try to reassure him that you're not crazy. You've just been hurt before.
Okay.
Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call him and get your second date update, okay?
Oh, okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. Hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.